Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Already lots of questions on the text line. Keep them coming. How to boost your credit score. We'll get to them with David Hochberg. Hey, David.
How are you doing? I'm great. Right. Thanks for having me back.
You know, I'm so happy you did, because the last time you started telling us all these great tips. I hesitate to call them tricks, although some of them seem sort of tricky. And then, you know, we just had so many questions left that I'm like, we got to get back to this. One of the things I learned is that you said pay off every week, not month, not when it's due, because that somehow boosts your credit score.
Right. Because, and here's the theory behind that. If our listeners want just a quick shot to get their credit scores up, number one, pay it off. Again, I'll repeat it, what we talked about on Monday, what I've been talking about for years. Pay your credit cards off every single Friday. And here's the reason why. If you, let's just keep it simple, you have a $1,000 limit on your credit card, okay? And you charge $800 during the month, for whatever reason, $200 a month, $200 a week is not that much money in this market here. If you're grocery shopping, or you're putting gas in your car, going out for a soda or a coffee, or going to get lunch, $200 could go up, be added to your credit card pretty quickly. So if you do if you pay it off once a month and you charge $800 on that $1,000 credit card, you're at 80% capacity. Your credit scores are taking a shot. A very negative shot, because you're at 80% capacity. What you want to try to do is, if you have the financial wherewithal and resources to do it, is pay it down every Friday. Why every Friday? Because then you're only going to be adding, in this example, $200 a week to your credit profile. So now you've got 20% instead of 80%. Your credit scores will shoot up because you're only carrying a balance of 20% of the available limit out there. So you want to keep your credit balances under 50% if you can, because once you cross over the 50%, you get whacked. A better opportunity is keep it under 25%, because that's really the sweet spot. You keep it under 20 to 25% by paying it off every week, for the listeners that have the financial wherewithal to do it. A lot of our listeners, unfortunately, don't, but it's just a little quick tip that you can. And I did say, and one other thing, if I could just expand upon something I mentioned on Monday. Because you asked me, I think a texter texted in, should you shut down credit cards? And I said, absolutely not. I went off on a little, you know, psychopath there, because I see a lot of our listeners make that mistake. Now, for the listeners that want to close credit cards, in this example, you have 5 credit cards with a $1,000 limit on each credit card, right? So now you got $5,000 available. If you want to close down one of the credit cards because you don't want it, you don't like the company, the yearly fee is too high, that's fine. Call the other 4 companies that you, the other 4 credit cards that you're going to keep, and ask them to increase their available limits by whatever you're shutting that credit card down by. That way you keep your available borrowing power and you're not losing it. Because if you lump off $1,000, now you're spreading your credit that you borrow, your debt on 4 credit cards over $4,000 available instead of 5 credit cards and $5,000 available. So if you want to lump off a credit card, that's fine. Go to the other credit cards that you're keeping and ask them to increase their limits by $250. And then that way you have the same availability with less credit cards.
That makes a lot of sense. No, and I like that trick, because so often you get introductory rates when you sign up for a credit card, and often that's zero, and then all of a sudden you're 1 or 2, it's $100 or more potentially to have that credit card. And you're like, I'm not even using this credit card.
Exactly.
So you just, on the other cards, increase your available limits.
Correct.
And that'll help. Hey, there's so many questions I have about this, because I just feel like, why would they penalize a person for doing a responsible thing and saying, I don't need this credit, I will shut this credit card down?
It has to do with availability. Everything has to do with availability. And then the other trick that our listeners aren't aware of, because I've been doing this for 20 plus years and I didn't know anything about this until I got in the mortgage business, is it's the different mix of credit that you have. And the best way I could explain it is it's like making a cake, right? You've got your flour, you got your sugar, you've got your chocolate chips, because there's no good cake that doesn't taste good without chocolate or chocolate chips in it. You know, you got your vanilla, you got all of these baking powder, baking soda, you got different ingredients that go into making a cake. Same thing with your credit. There's different types of credit that you could have. Installment loans, car loans, student loans, mortgages, revolving debt, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover. All of these different types of loans make up your credit profile, and that's why it's important if you have an 18-year-old to start out who's responsible, start out young, and you know, with one credit card, and then start building up with two credit cards. And you really don't need more than three credit cards, to be honest with you. You know, you have Visa, MasterCard, Visa, MasterCard, Discover, you have Visa, MasterCard, American Express. Whichever credit card you have, just make sure that they are used in the most places as possible. Like if you like shopping at a certain department store, or if you like flying on a certain airline and you get points, that's fine. Make sure that it's a general Visa, MasterCard card that you could use anywhere for any product and not just in that specific store or for that specific company.
Yeah, because so often you go to these stores and they all want you to get their credit card.
Correct. They all do. And here's the other thing. Again, I love my wife. They'll be married 20 years. Coming May 5th,
Congrats.
Every day has been an absolute joy and an absolute smooth sailing, no problems. When we were dating, she had like 15 credit cards. I'm like, what the hell are you doing here? So she didn't know. She would go into the Gap, right? Oh, I'm going to save 15%. Boom, open up a credit card, right?
Yeah.
She'd go to Target, save 15%. Boom, open up a credit card. You know, you're going over there, save 15%. That's the trap that people get into. That's the trap that our listeners get into. I remember walking down I used to travel a lot in my previous job, and I used to go down the airport. Oh, you know, how about opening up a credit card and getting this free hat or free blanket? Or when you're on the airplane, you're flying an aluminum can 30,000 feet in the air.
And they're pushing it.
Free flights, free this. And my wife's like, what do you think? I'm like, rip the damn thing up. We're not opening up any credit cards. Okay, we don't need any more credit cards. We're fine. So you got to be careful, because these incentives are very enticing. But every time you open up a credit and you start spending money, it dings your credit score, especially when you're going to apply for a mortgage to refinance or purchase a home. One point on your credit report, the difference between a 739 and a 740 on a $300,000 mortgage over the life of your loan is over $50,000 in extra payments, because you couldn't keep your hands in your pockets and not open up that credit card or not spend or not buy whatever the heck you thought was important to buy. And I always recommend to all our listeners, if you're going to go buy a home or want to refinance, 60 to 90, 120 days, the longer you could go out to start putting in the techniques that I'm recommending. Pay your credit cards off every Friday. Get added as an authorized user. Don't apply for any new credit. Don't close any of the credit that you have. You will see a drastic improvement in your credit score and put you and your family in a better position to secure a lower rate.
Hey, David, let's pause here for a moment. We're going to take your questions on the other side. David Hochberg, how to boost your credit score, no matter how high or how low, coming up here on the show. 773, I didn't have a choice but to file for bankruptcy. I had three credit cards, no more. I'm getting bombarded with credit card offers. Should I take in at least, I do one to try to raise my score? David,
absolutely.
What do you think?
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. Try to get one. And then what will happen is, if you can't get one after a bankruptcy, try to get what's called a secured credit card. Find a local bank that has it. Fifth Third used to have a great one. I don't know if they have it anymore. And they report to all three credit agencies. And then what will happen is, after like four months that go by and you're paying on time and you're a good borrower, your mailbox will blow up. And then that's that with credit card offers. You have to be very, very cognizant about not going crazy and opening up five or six of them. Just open up one every 6 months until you have three. And then you're more than set and you've got enough credit. And then work those three credit cards, going back to them, asking them after you've been with them a year or 2 years or 3 years, to start increasing the limits. And if you've been a good borrower, of course they're going to give you more availability, because they want you to use the card. That's what it's all about. Can I just give a quick example? My buddy Nick went through a divorce. He went through a divorce, gained a ton of weight. He felt horrible for himself. He's sitting there feeling sorry. And his credit score dropped to like 550. And I said, okay, are you done feeling sorry for yourself? He's like, yeah. I'm like, great. Start eating better. Let's get you healthy because he's got heart problems. And let's start paying your credit scores. Let's start doing everything I'm telling you now. We took him from a 550 to a 706 in under a year, paid off all his collections. He's back up on his feet. And it can be done. You just have to be committed to getting your credit scores better. Yeah. It's that easy.
David, let me get some more in here because we've got a ton. Oh, my God. Okay, here we go. Young adult daughter has unpaid medical expenses reported to a collection agency. Wasn't aware it was there. It's been paid. How does she get it off her record? Lots of people are asking about medical expenses that hit their cards.
Yeah, and that's the biggest kick in the teeth that you could have. Again, I mentioned it last time I was on. Pay and delete. You have to get a hold of the company that has the collection. Tell them that you'll pay it in full and ask them if they'll delete it. You got a 50-50 shot. You can't fall off the floor. Just pay it off. If they delete it, it's as if it was never there. If it's paid off in full, at least it's gone and you can move forward and your daughter could start building credit tomorrow.
So you would call the actual doctor's office in this case, the people you originally owed the money to, or the credit agent, debt collection?
The debt collection, because the doctor already sold it off to the collection companies for pennies on the dollar. They got their dough, now it's there. If the collection company who bought it for pennies on the dollar gets the full boat, you got a really good shot of getting that deleted. Why not, right? It doesn't hurt them. They got the $200, the $300, the $150, whatever it is. Just pay and delete. That's the key our listeners need to know. Pay and delete on all collections and see if they offer. If they offer it, take it, and then wait a week for the money to hit, and then they send you a letter. Stay on them to get the letter. You send that letter into the credit agencies, and it'll be deleted within 30 days as if it was never there.
Do you have to make that deal at the time you pay it, or can you call back like on something you paid 6 months ago?
Well, if it's better to do it at the time, but if it was 6 months ago, you can't. I mean, what do you got to lose, right? Go back and say, hey, paid you in full. Can I get a delete letter? And
help
let's
me
move
out.
On. Yeah, yeah. It doesn't hurt them at all.
Lots of texts about people who have really good credit, and they say, can I improve it?
Well, sure. It's the same techniques that we're talking about now. The easiest way you could do it is just call the current credit card companies that you have and ask them to triple your available limits, right? What do you got to lose? It doesn't cost them anything to do it. If they come back and say, no, we can't triple it, we'll double it. Okay, great. Then take that availability. It's the availability that it's all about, right? It's the availability. If you could take your credit limit availability from 5,000 to 10,000 and you only charge 1,000, you're at 10% of the limits, right? Instead of at 20% of the limits. So it all has to do with credit availability. That's why, Anna, I'm strongly encouraging our listeners, the easiest thing you could do, if you have the financial wherewithal to do it, and I understand a lot of our listeners are having a tough time right now coming out of COVID, but if you could pay your credit cards off every single Friday, why Friday? Because it's Friday, and who forgets Friday, right? So on the way in, you're going home at lunch, just pay your credit cards down to zero. It's that simple.
Yeah, I like to do fun things on Friday.
Well, I know you
Monday.
Do.
I put it on Monday. Okay. 312, this is a credit question. Is there a benefit to insuring your monthly utility bills, your monthly rent, and or creditors are reported to the three credit reporting agencies?
It can't hurt. Some of the credit agencies are now using that as additional trade lines. Paying them on time definitely helps. Getting them to report it, you'd have to contact the three credit agencies and see if they'll put it on there. But you definitely want to pay those on time, because I know the utilities, if you don't pay them on time, whammo, they'll come in and throw it on your credit report and put it down as a collection and whack your 50 to 100 points. So that's not good either. Make sure you pay everything on time if you can.
Couple of questions here. Let me just end with this about why does a creditor close your account after paying it off even when you're never late?
Yeah,
good credit.
I saw that comment. That doesn't make any sense to me. And sometimes what I recommend to our listeners who have had a lot of debt, a huge balance on a credit card for a long period of time, and then all of a sudden you come in with like $20,000 or $30,000, which we've seen on cash out refinances, sometimes they close the account down. So what we recommend to those borrowers, right, and those listeners is, hey, you got $30,000, pop in there $5,000 every couple of 3 or 4 days, pay it down slowly, and then hopefully they won't close it down. Again, it goes against everything that is common sense, but you're dealing with a credit card company, and common sense isn't really high with these folks. You know, sometimes you've been a longtime client, then all of a sudden you had a balance, you send in the balance, and then they shut it down on you. That's why you want to counterbalance that move, that hit you're going to get, by increasing your limits on the other credit cards, because if one of them shuts down, you've got the availability on others, and your credit score doesn't take the hit.
Top of your head, any great credit cards you'd recommend? Anything you'd want to put out there?
No, I'm not a credit card points guy or anything else. Yeah. Like I said, I've got a Visa, I got a Diners Club MasterCard from 1988 when I graduated college, and I've got a couple of American Expresses that I've had since I graduated college, and whenever I get credit card offers, I burn them, I delete them, and they don't even come inside the house. They go right into the recycling bin. They don't even make it through the garage door.
I love that. I love that how the restraint you show on these matters, because sometimes they can be very enticing, David Hochberg. Well, I mean, they just can.
I've seen the damage. I mean, I've seen the damage that, and again, I see the text is credit cards are evil. Credit cards are not evil, okay? Morphine's a great drug when used effectively. If you don't use morphine effectively, you've got no teeth and you're sleeping under Viagra, all right?
Okay.
If you have a credit cards are fantastic when used effectively, right? And you got to learn how to use credit, because you're not going to be able to rent a car, fly in an airplane. You know, try to buy, here, you want to get arrested? Try going to O'Hare and buy a ticket for a couple of grand and whip out 20 Benjamins and see how many Chicago police officers surround you nowadays. You can't do without a credit card. So, we're in a credit card era here that you have to learn how to use it responsibly.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. It's let fewer and fewer places take cash, or they make it difficult to do so. So you raise an excellent point there. David, come back and talk to us about this again.
Anytime you want.
Talk to you later.
Thanks,
Jess. Enjoy your day today.
Bye-bye.